With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Obama is among the Democrats' stars set to take the stage tonight on day two of the DNC in Chicago. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Former President Barack Obama, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff will speak at the DNC. It comes one day after the unofficial farewell for President Joe Biden, who served 8 years as Obama's vice president. Biden departed Chicago Monday after delivering his own remarks. With the president now having addressed delegates, the week's full focus turns to Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Bob Agnew at the DNC in Chicago.
Meanwhile, President Trump continued his campaign appearances, this time in Michigan. Trump says fighting crime will be a high priority in his administration.
I'm going to make it, along with the economy, inflation, strong borders, and energy dominance, my top priority. I'm including crime in America. You know, normally that's done locally, and we're going to give the local people a lot of help.
Mr. Trump spoke against a backdrop of sheriff's vehicles, police shields, red and blue lights, and signs that read, "Michigan is Trump country." Israel wants lasting control over two strategic corridors in Gaza, which Hamas has long rejected. The dispute threatens to unravel ceasefire talks aimed at ending the war and freeing scores of hostages. Officials familiar with the negotiations say Israel wants a lasting military presence in a buffer zone along the Gaza-Egypt border, and in an area Israeli forces carved out to cut off northern Gaza from the south. It's unclear whether Israeli control over these areas is part of a proposal the U.S. has called on Hamas to accept or break the ceasefire impasse. This is SRN News. How many evangelicals are there?
Not as many as you might think, according to a new report from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. Using a strict doctrinal definition of evangelicals, the CRC concludes that only about 10% of the U.S. population qualifies, which means that an awful lot of people call themselves evangelicals who probably aren't. It also means the very definition of evangelical as used in the mainstream media is so flexible as to be almost useless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in eastern Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and authorities have failed to deliver justice to the victims. The group says the inadequate response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. The attack in which churches and homes of Christians were destroyed erupted after Muslims alleged they saw a local Christian and his friend desecrating Quran pages. SRN News. U.S. intelligence officials say they're confident that Iran was responsible for the hack of Donald Trump's presidential campaign, casting the cyber intrusion as part of a broader effort by Tehran to interfere in American politics and potentially shape the outcome of the election.
The assessment from the FBI and other federal agencies was the first time the U.S. government had assigned blame for hacks that had raised a new threat of foreign election interference and underscored how Iran, in addition to more sophisticated adversaries like Russia and China, remains a top concern. Besides breaching the Trump campaign, officials also believe that Iran tried to hack into the presidential campaign of Kamala Harris. Officials said the hacking and similar activities are meant to sow discord, exploit divisions within American society, and possibly to influence the outcome of elections that Iran perceives to be particularly consequential in terms of the impact they could have on its national security interests. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.